Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent. This week on the HR Power Hour, we're going to have two great guests. The first topic is with Thomas Dowd of Thomas Dowd Professional Development and Coaching. He's going to be talking about a job search success story. He was on the HR Power Hour just a while ago looking for a job, and he has landed. So let's listen to his story and how he made it happen. Second, we're going to be speaking with Colin Van Ostern. He is of the College of America, a new, affordable college benefit that employers can use that is fully accredited and transferable. Today, we're talking with Tom Dowd. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Dave. I appreciate it.
No, that's great. Hey, you know, we had you on just a few months ago, and you were talking about you were looking for a job, and you were out there in the market and learning all the things that you thought worked, may work, might work, could work. We kind of talked about it. You'd written about it. I mean, there was a lot going on at that time. And for the audience, I'm happy to report Tom now has been hired, and he's going to talk about the process, what got him there here today. So, Tom, kind of set the stage, if you would. Let the audience know where it was and what you've done in the past few months.
Yeah, no, thank you for asking. I appreciate it. I was at the same job for 23 years, same company. And completely out of the blue, on June 6th, I got the call that said, we're having budget cuts and you're no longer part of this company. And in that very moment is when I had to start my new job, and that was looking for a job. And the questions that go through your mind are you looking for something similar? What are the restrictions? Do you have in location? What do you want? What types of jobs are you looking for? Are you going to be able to financially be able to take these types of jobs? And do you want to be living here? Do you want to relocate? And all those things that come along with it. So those are the questions that go through my mind. But you mentioned these are the things that I teach people to do, because a couple years ago I started a business on the side, Thomas Dowd Professional Development and Coaching, where I help people to find jobs, or I help people that are stagnant at their jobs to find that fire and that spark to figure out how they can impact the business they're in. So it was this ironic twist that came along with that call of I still had training sessions with people, and some of which I spent a lot of time over the summer while I was looking for jobs with career centers, with libraries, with networking groups, and talking to a lot of people that were in similar situations.
When you really look back over the past few months, how about providing a couple of things that were maybe surprises? You know, you were showing how to do this, you were talking how to do this, and I know you and I have already had a little bit of a discussion. There were things that surprised you, weren't there?
Yeah, there were, and I was fortunate enough to have my company taken over, my former company taken over 5 years ago, and that was a splash of cold water to the face, because that made me, to some extent, realize I had to start networking. So I've been building a network over time, and a network can be defined in many different ways, whether it's using LinkedIn or whether it's talking to local people, it goes all around. So I have built what I thought to be a very strong network. And some of the surprises to me were, I got this call. It seemed to be a very calming day, believe it or not, because I felt good about the network that I had. And I started immediately. I literally started looking for jobs within hours of getting the call. And one of the biggest surprises to me was how helpful some people were that were part of the network that I would have never dreamed of. And so, for example, on LinkedIn, you can ask for a recommendation. So I went to several people that I haven't talked to in many years, and the responses I was getting back immediately were from people I haven't talked to in years, who I probably wouldn't have put a whole lot of stock in that they would even respond back to me, but they were there. to offer these recommendations for me. And what's interesting is the greatest support system out there is your family and friends. The least helpful of your network are your family and friends. And the reason I say that is they're too close to you. You know, they know you too well, and so they might be somewhat restrictive in some of the opportunities that might come your way. And the biggest surprises are the secondary and tertiary people I've networked with that I didn't even know were part of my network or became new to my network because of connections to someone that I knew. And it was those secondary connections who are the ones who finally landed me this job. They're the ones who said, I don't know you immediately, let's chat. And we talked, and they said, you know, I've heard a lot of good things. So now your networking was doing the work for you. And that was another surprise of that if you build the right support system and the right network, it can do work for you. And so you're not in this thing alone.
You know, it's interesting, certainly, when we all talk about career transition or career services. We always hear people saying, you know, I'm not really good at sales. I don't like to sell. But in fact, when you're networking, when you're out there, you're selling yourself, right? I mean, you are the product. And I guess one of the things that maybe you can share some thoughts on is people struggle with that, right? They struggle with selling themselves. Like if you give them a box of whatever, they can sell it. But selling themselves, so how do you, or how did you, I should say, think of packaging yourself?
You had it right the first time because it is an ongoing process. Once you get the job, networking doesn't stop. And that would be a lesson I would leave to everyone. But when it comes to building the network and having it, so you set up a meeting with someone and you actually have to have that conversation and you sell yourself. Well, I'll tell you to stop selling. It shouldn't be about you. And that's what's interesting. When you're having this conversation with someone, you're without a job, in my particular case, but networking can be done to build your business acumen and not just while you're looking for a job. So that shouldn't be your goal. So I would start by figuring out what is your goal in networking. And if it is looking for a job, don't make that the primary point of the conversation. Make it about relationship building. What connections do you have with that person? What do you know about that person? What research have you done about with that person? And figure out what can they get out of it? Because you always hear the phrase, what's in it for me? You should ask that in networking as well. What can someone get out of this? And you know, hopefully they can glean some of the expertise that you have. They get to know you as a person because the networking goes beyond just what you've done professionally. It should be an introduction or conversation about what's going on. And when you stop making it about me, 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 let me tell you what I've done in the past. Let me tell you what I can do for you in the future. It shouldn't be about me. It should be about us. You know, what can we do to build this relationship? And how can I get to know you as a person? So think of it as a dinner conversation. When you're talking to your family, what are you talking about? And what questions might you ask? What type of curiosities are going through your head if you've done enough research on that person, whether it's through LinkedIn or through maybe you have a copy of their resume or you know them through someone else? You know, engage in the conversation and ask them questions. And once they figure out it's not all about you, you'll inadvertently sell yourself because you're having a real conversation. And when you sell yourself, sometimes we get to be this person we're not really who we are. And when you're doing this the right way, you become genuine, you become vulnerable, and people get to see the real you. And when they see the real you is when the real relationship is built, and that's what true networking is all about.
I think that's a great example and certainly an understanding that it's really about that relationship and building the trust between two people and building the ability for that person to see who you are and what you can really do to build, because you've got to build first a trust between two people. They got to feel like they can really understand who you are rather than really maybe what you can do. I mean, I always tell people that first impression is key, right? I mean, think about the fact that you're going to make an impression about that person. They're going to make an impression of you within about 30 seconds to a minute. And then we spend the rest of the time, you know, trying to build upon that first impression. Was I right? Was I wrong? You know, what it is. But that's human behavior. It's human behavior to do so. So, you know, when you think, Tom, of some of the things that you can right now tell an unemployed person out there, that you talk to them about networking, you talk to them about really building a relationship, what are some of the other things that you found that either were a surprise or were keys to your success?
I would start by saying know what you want and be laser focused in what you want. And that you can have a variety of things you're going after, but when you're going after that particular thing, be laser focused. And I'll give you an example. I thought one of my strengths was my flexibility. In my previous company, I was changing roles constantly. I averaged a new role every 18 months for 23 years. So I would go off marketing myself as this flexible person. And what people were looking at me, I'd say, hey, I can do anything for you. I've been able to adapt to new roles quickly. I'm a quick learner. I can come up the learning curve. And they say, wow, you sound desperate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it wasn't desperation. It was, I call it extreme flexibility. But what I found is that it came across as I didn't know what I wanted. So what I started to do is remarket myself as being an expert in certain fields and having a broad business acumen in others. And by becoming more prescribed with exactly what I was looking for, it helped with how I communicated and how I related back to the position I was applying for, having a discussion about. And so that was very helpful. The other is you can't do this thing alone. And I know we've spent most of this time talking about network, but you can't sit in a room in front of a computer by yourself trying to figure out how to do this on your own. It becomes too tunneled vision, and if you open it up to let people help you with introductions or connections or finding people who might know someone who knows someone else is going to be very helpful for you, because removing that tunnel vision will give you one of the surprises we talked about was people are too close to you and may be restrictive in your opportunities. When you start to get more and more people as part of your support system, it opens up more doors for you because they're providing you opportunities you wouldn't have thought of yourself. And the last thing I'd leave you with is build it before you need it. And ask yourself the question, if you got that fateful call and you were going to lose your job today, are you ready for it? And what I mean by ready are you ready financially with a nest egg? Are you ready to start the process immediately without scrambling? If someone was to call you, could you begin the process today around your network and your support system? And if you're feeling like you can't, then now's the time to start. You know, test it out a little bit. Go back and reconnect with some dormant contacts you've had or start to talk to some people and ask them, who can I meet with that will help me to broaden my business acumen or help me to meet some new people who I wouldn't have met before. So start to build it now before you need it.
We're talking with Tom Dowd, owner of Thomas Dowd Professional Development and Coaching. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB, and we will be right back. If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Don't gamble with your hiring. We have a better solution. We've helped hundreds of companies like yours find the right talent, and we guarantee it. Career Management Associates delivers people that fit. Go to cmacareer.com. And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com. And we are talking with Tom Dowd, owner of Thomas Dowd Professional Development and Coaching. And Tom has just gone through the process of getting rehired, which is a wonderful thing, isn't it, Tom?
Makes you feel good when it happens.
Sure does. It does. And just as a quick point before we get into this next segment, there is a feeling when you get unemployed that there is a loss. They talk about it in the industry of being only second to death. But the reality is there is a feeling of, boy, I don't feel part of an organization. Something is missing. Did you feel that?
I did, because you look at it, the investment of 23 years with the same company, and it's gone immediately. And where I think the realization came to me is I still know the people that work there. If they truly are friends and colleagues, I could stay connected with them. So I looked at it as I was just broadening the number of mentors that I had and moving on. And it took a little while to get there, but I did feel like I lost my job, but I found me. I found out who I really was as a person. I got to see if I was practicing what I preached by giving as much time as I was taking of others and trying. Even in the midst of looking for a job, I found it somewhat balancing of helping others as they were going through something similar.
Well, you know, we're talking about helping others. You're in your quest and finding a new position. You spoke to a lot of people, people who were, you know, employed and unemployed. Tell me about those travels.
Yeah, it was interesting because I had some speaking engagements already set up, but I heightened that a little bit when it became clear that I should go speak to them and not only teach but learn. And so I was going to career centers. I went to one of the career centers in Lewiston, for example. I was down in Boston and went to a couple libraries where they had networking events, and they meet on a regular basis with people who are looking for jobs, and they share ideas. And when you start asking the questions of, all right, so your credibility is in question right now because you're supposed to be teaching this stuff to others and you're off looking for a job yourself. But I found it actually helped to bring the dialogue to a whole different level. I'm having discussions with people who are looking for jobs, and I'm off looking for a job myself, and they say, I get it. I can relate to what you're going through. And so we shared ideas, and I really feel like we got to a deeper level and generated a lot of discussion that may not have been there for someone just coming to present about how to find a job. But there were people that were in these meetings or these networking sessions who have been out there looking for jobs for 2 years. And they felt that they were either about to just give up, say, I'm not sure what I'm going to do, maybe I'll just go find a part-time job, or that they just felt like they were running in circles and kept doing the same thing day in and day out. And some of the people that were doing that, some of the examples came back, or they were almost too restrictive with their expectations. And what I mean by that is they might say, well, I only want a job within 10 miles of my house, or I'm only looking for a job in my current field of expertise. And so a lot of what we talked about was just you don't have to accept everything thrown your way, but be open to have a discussion about it, and that will open up a lot of things for you. And a good example of that would be people that would look at a job description, and they'd say, I don't meet all of the criteria. Maybe I only meet a third of it or half of it. And what we found was that you have to realize that is the perfect job description. That is if we bring in the perfect person. Well, no one's perfect. And I would put a rule of thumb that my friend from the Lewiston Career Center would say is if you're over the 50% mark, I would say go for it. And that when you start saying, I can do that, and they say, I guess I can. And so now you have more chances of landing something because you're giving yourself more at-bats in doing it. So on some of the resumes that I was looking at, I found that there was nothing wrong with them, but I would call them average. And what I mean by that is if you were looking at 10 of these resumes, which is the one that is going to stand out for you? not because of some really large font, but stand out because it you are differentiating yourself from the masses. And I think that's one of the bigger things that you can concentrate on as you're going through this process is what makes you special. And if you don't know, start to figure it out and ask yourself the question. And when you're done asking yourself, ask the others around you, well, what gravitates you to me? what makes me special?
I mean, you're right, because the end of the day, you know, when you're looking at a resume and you have the same qualification and skills as somebody else, it's what you did with those qualifications and skills. It's what you've accomplished. It's how you've done it. It's the roles that you not only played, but how you did that role and what you made for change. And those are the things that people look at to differentiate between, you know, who you are and what you did.
And I like what you said there about concentrating on the role. Not once did you say what company did you work for.
You're absolutely right.
And I think sometimes we try, back to the identity question of, I lost my identity when I lost my job with that company. And I was looking at my resume, and I'm someone who teaches people how to write resumes, and I've had a version of the same resume for 8 or 9 years, and my company was front and center. And as I continue to talk to more people like yourself who teach people how to do this, and we shared ideas, the company became less important to me, and it became, what are you competent in? You know, what are the skills that you have, and what have you accomplished in the past that you can bring to the future? And all of a sudden, those things start to pop on the resume, not the company.
No, you're absolutely correct. You know, we have about 3 minutes left here in today's segment, and I want to make sure that you have an opportunity to provide the listeners, the HR professionals, maybe people who are looking for a job out there, maybe a few of the top tip things that you really want to get out to them and have some takeaways for them to make sure that they do.
I would say know what your strengths are. And know, if you don't know what your strengths are, go in and do an in-depth assessment of yourself. You know, are you a strong relationship builder? Are you strong in sales? Are you strong in research? And go in and figure out what makes you, play to all of your strengths, and then go back and target some of the roles that are out there to play to some of those strengths that are out there. I would also say understand the companies that you're applying for, having discussions about. You're not going to always apply for the jobs that are there. And that is, understand the culture. And it's not just about a job. It's about fitting into the right organization. And what I mean by research, it doesn't mean just go to their website and say, and look at their mission statement. Now, that's just a piece of the pie. Talk to people that know the industry, that know that company, that currently work there, who used to work for that company, or who have applied for it in the past, and start to figure out, is that a company that you even want to pursue? And the final thing I'll tell you is continue to build the network, even when you're not looking for a job, so it's not a surprise. Have that conversation. Go back to tools such as LinkedIn or Facebook or other social media that's out there. Have lunch with people and start just having real conversations with people. And so if you're unfortunately thrown into a situation where you do have to look for a job, it's not going to be as daunting because you have people that have your back.
I think that's a huge takeaway, Tom, because I think that when really you think about what you needed to do, had you not had some connections, had you not already been out in the workplace, you know, out in the marketplace, if you had just stayed in the workplace, then you would have had a lot longer process to try to get back in and really have the connections you need to make a difference and find your next job. So I think that's absolutely critical.
And if just for just a quick second, I'll toss in there that that when you do get this call, you talk about timing there, you can't wait. You can't wait to give yourself a breather because there are other people out there that will be getting the job.
No, you're absolutely right. There is no time to waste, none whatsoever. Well, Tom, I want to thank you very much for being on the show again today. We said we'd have you back when you found that position. You made it happen. Congratulations on your new job.
Thank you so much.
Tom, thank you very much for being on the show today. And again, we were talking with Thomas Dowd of Thomas Dowd Professional Development and Coaching, LLC. You're going to be able to go to the HR Power Hour after this segment and be able to click on him, get the information, and certainly has a great book out there. Look, he's an author, he's a trainer, he's a coach, and he's an overall great guy. Thanks again, Tom, for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB, and we will be right back.